We run these calls Monday through Saturday, same, like I like to say, same bat time, same bat channel. Call in with the same number. You'll have a different host every single day with a special guest on there. So I'd like to get this call started right off. I have a phenomenal guest that we've been working together for probably the past 6 months. He's built an incredible business, and especially over the past year. Crystal Sphere Award winner, 2015, two-time five-star trip winner, cover of Success from Home magazine. Do I have none other than Tony Procopio, executive consultant, Tony Procopio, on the right side of the line?
I'm here. Can you hear me, Eric?
I can. I can hear you loud and clear. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. I appreciate you having me on the call, man.
I appreciate you getting on the call, and I truly, truly thank you for everything you've done for myself and my team. You have an incredible, incredible wife. You have an incredible work ethic out there. So a lot of the people, I know you've been on numerous calls across the country, every team asking you to get on their call, and I know they all appreciate it. But I'm sure there's a few people on here that may have just gotten in the business this week, last week, maybe even this morning, that haven't heard your story. So could you give us a little bit of background on your story? And then there's an important question, something you've been running across the country that I'd love to ask you.
Yeah, absolutely. I can give you some quick background. My background is I've been a recruiter in the IT and sales sectors for about 15 years or so. Helping people get jobs in those sectors. I've probably helped, I don't know, 2,000 or 3,000 people get jobs over the past, 15 years. And my wife, also self-employed in her own business, has a daycare business, or I should say had a daycare business, or kind of that. She has a daycare business for about 15 years as well. And together we've been running a summer camp program, my wife and I, full-time together, for the past 15 years, taking kids out on field trips like 2, 3, 4, sometimes 5 days a week. So we're excited about that too. And that's kind of our background. We have a daughter and a granddaughter. And so we're really focused on moving forward with Ambit Energy.
Well, you have an incredible story, and you've built, like I said, an incredible business over the past. I know you've been involved for a while, but really, really took off in this past year in 2015, and that's where all the awards and accolades have come for yourself. What I'd like to talk about today, and I kind of plastered it all over Facebook land so we could get as many people on this call educated, give them some value. I know you were out helping Team 526 with Chris and Debbie Atkinson out in Chicago, and you were talking about a topic which is what you'd like to call your board of directors. And believe it or not, the first time I had heard this, you had left the meeting one night, and I heard one of your incredible senior consultants out there, Barbara and George Rompre, they were bringing someone new into the business, and they were talking about this board of directors. So I have people all over the place asking me, what is this board of directors? So if you could spend some time on how you run the board of directors, love to hear that.
All right. Well, I'll get right into it. The board of directors is a technique that I've learned over the past 20 years, actually. I've been in several different network marketing organizations, and it stems from a gentleman that I was working with in another network marketing company who was he was making over $1 million a year in network marketing and was very successful. And I was intrigued by hearing him talk about the board of directors, which is basically talking about it like your sphere of influence in Ambit. But the board of directors is kind of like there are people that you know in your life that if you were starting a multi-million-dollar company right now, yourself personally, who in your life would you put on your board of directors that if you couldn't be at that company to run it and manage it, who would be the ones that you would trust to run that company for you? And it's kind of that mentality. And then when I joined Ambit Energy, I remember hearing national consultant Ray Monty on a Sunday night webinars that he does every Sunday. I remember the six-step training that I was looking through, and I saw this picture of the board of directors. And so it was very familiar, and Ray was talking about the same thing, that you're looking for committed, hardworking people of integrity, people that are coachable. And so I realized I was in the right place at that point because I knew the board of directors had worked elsewhere and that it was being paralleled here in Ambit Energy. And I just kind of expanded on it, not really, you know, created anything different, but took some of Brian McClure's training off of Top Ambit Leaders, where he talks about, you know, off of Top Ambit Leaders and off of the actual Tower Zone in Ambit U200, where he does the yes, no, maybe training. So that yes, no, maybe training in Ambit U200 is actually where I kind of springboarded the board of directors off of, which is basically if somebody's a maybe, which is most people when you show them this business, you can effectively move forward and not have a dead end. So that's kind of where it stems from. And, you know, I don't know if you want me to get into specifics on how we're actually utilizing it. Is that what you're looking for, Eric?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what everyone's been bugging me about, is exactly how you're going about the board of directors. So the floor is yours.
All right. Well, I'll just keep going then, and interrupt me at any point if you need to direct me if I get off tangent or something like that. But you know, I don't want to mess
anybody up
here. But all right. So this is basically what it is. You know, when I sit down with a new consultant or a prospect, I should say, and I'm showing them the plan, I'm going through my presentation the normal way. But one of the things I always like to do is up front is to let people know, look, this mightn't be for you or it might not. And most of the time I actually say, this is probably not going to be for you. Because if you think about it, when you show people a plan, most people are not going to join as a consultant. So the probability is that they're not going to be interested in the business, you know. I mean, we can certainly close a lot of people into the business and get them in if you want to close people, but most people are not who we're looking for. Because, you know, we're looking for committed, hardworking people of integrity. So when I sit down with people, I let them know, listen, this might not be for you, probably won't be, but I can tell you this. I can guarantee you right now that when we're sitting here, that you know the exact business partner that I'm looking for. They're somewhere in your life. And after you see this information that I'm going to show you and I bring you up to speed on it, it's going to become crystal clear to you who you should be connecting me with. So even if you're interested or not interested in the business, we might be able to make some money together here if we put our heads together. And then I just go through the normal presentation and show them. So it kind of gives them the chance to start thinking beyond just the fact that I'm trying to get them to join. See, I don't even care if they join or not. I just know that every person I talk to knows who I'm looking for. They know the next executive consultant or the next national consultant, you know. And I remember when I was first starting out in the business as a marketing consultant, I would sit there and say to people right out of the gate, hey, listen, if you connect me with somebody that goes and does what Ray Monty did, you know, who I was borrowing his credibility on the cover of Success Magazine, if you connect me with somebody that goes out and does what, you know, I was working with Jay Emma and Jeff Rollins, who at that time were senior consultants, I said, if you connect me with somebody that goes and does what they did, then you're going to be extremely wealthy just for making that connection. So it kind of sets a nice tone with people, and I'm not trying to get them. And then I go through the presentation, and at the end of the presentation, like Brian McClure says, it's either a yes or a no or a maybe. And if it's a yes, you sign them up. If it's a no, you know, they're not really interested in the business, so they're just a no. Maybe they might want to be a customer, and maybe not. And then you have the maybes. So what do you do with the maybes? Well, the maybes, you get them on a three-way call. And after the three-way call, I mean, you can use this board of directors exercise that I'm going to describe. You can use this anytime. You can use this, you know, in the middle of the presentation, before the presentation. You can use it after you do the presentation. You can use it after the three-way call, which is where I like to use it the most. You can even use it with consultants that are in your business that are already on your team. Some of them might be like dead in the water, you know, deadbeat, as I call them. But, you know, they know the exact people that we're looking for, too. So you can actually do this with people, really anyone. So let's get into it. So let's say I do the three-way call, and we get their questions answered, and then I say, hey, listen, you know, did it make sense to you? Yes, are you ready to get started? They're still not ready to get started, or, you know, after the three-way call, they're, you know, they still have some things they have to work through. This is where I kick in the board of directors, and I say to them, let me show you something. There's one more thing that I need to show you. By the way, I need to show you something. So I just, it's, by the way, is the segue into it. I learned that from MJ Durkin, and I love the by the way. You can segue into anything. So by the way, I need to show you one more thing. It's only going to take about 2 or 3 minutes, and you're going to love this. This is very interesting. So play along with me, because I'm going somewhere with this, and you'll see where I'm going when we're done. And then I just take out, doesn't matter what it is, a piece of paper, a napkin, you know, whatever it is that I have, something to write on. I've done this on the back of a matchbook cover. I mean, I've done it on the back of a business card. It doesn't matter what you do it on. And at one point I had this created in a document format that I would carry around with me, but I found out through trial and error that when you create it in front of people and you actually draw this out, it gets to be very exciting to them and they follow along with it. So the first thing I do is I draw an oval on whatever I'm drawing on, an oval that looks like a board of directors table in a conference room. And I write their name in the middle of the oval. And then I write BOD, like board of directors, in there. So now I describe to them, you and I are setting up a multi-million-dollar company. We're going to pick, you get to hand pick who you want to have on your board of directors. And then I draw 10 circles around that board of directors. Might be 5, depending on how much time I have, but usually I like to try to do 10. I draw 10 circles. So the only skills you have to have for this are you need to be able to draw one oval and 10 circles, and I think everybody on this call can do that. Now you're going to fill in those 10 circles with first names only of people that they know. You're not looking to get tons of information from the prospect. This is just a quick exercise. And I tell them, you know, I borrowed this from Wayne Winsett, founding national consultant Wayne Winsett. I love the way he talks about this. He talks about the 5 characteristics of a AAA prospect. So this is what I love to do, and it's really interesting with people. The 5 characteristics of a AAA prospect, you're looking for people that are money motivated. So I tell people what we're looking for in the board of directors, committed, hardworking people of integrity who are coachable. But on top of that, we're looking for money motivated people that want more out of life. They're not done, and they're not coasting through life. They have more that they need to do in their life, either for their family, themselves. They need to dig themselves out of a hole, or they need to stay ahead, whatever it is. Then we're also looking for goal-directed people that have a burning desire to succeed, you know, people that want to win. So goal-directed, burning desire to succeed. And then a key component of this is we're looking for people who have a strong center of influence. And this is where I kind of outline who has that center of influence or sphere of influence. And I give it's kind of like a mini memory jogger. So you can write this out on paper if you want or have it on a laminated card, doesn't matter, but or you can keep it memorized. If you do this enough, you'll never have to think about it. But I tell them we're looking for realtors. We're looking for insurance professionals or accountants or doctors or lawyers. We're looking for people that are small business owners like restaurant owners and dry cleaner operators, auto repair places. We're looking for people that are Chamber of Commerce presidents or in BNI networking groups or salespeople. You know, I tell people, look, we're not salespeople in this business, and a lot of salespeople have some bad clothes, you know, luggage or baggage, if you want to call it that comes along, some bad habits that come with it. But I'll tell you what, I'll take salespeople all day long because they interface with the public a lot, and you know, they're money motivated. So that's a very good thing. So I'll take them and work with them all day long because they're not shy. So. We're also looking for people who might be pastors of churches or high school basketball coaches or soccer or football coaches or PTO presidents, people who organize things. Who do you know who has lots of big Super Bowl parties or big gatherings in the summer? And I tell them, you see where I'm going with this. I'm looking for people you know that interface with a lot of people. They know a lot of people. They have lots of Facebook friends. They're in the when they're at a social gathering, there's a circle around them, and all the people are looking at them talking to that person. That's who we're looking for. So then the last thing out of the 5 AAA characteristics is we're looking for people that there's a glow about them. Maybe it's some or none of the things that I just mentioned, but maybe it's the waitress or waiter that was way better at what they do. Like they were the best waitress or waiter you ever had, and they were better than everybody else. That's who we're looking for. So now I go through and I say, so what we need to do is just put first names real quickly in here, and I might have to say, who are 2 people that you know that you're really good friends with that you have respect for? Okay, Mike and Amy. Okay, great. Who are 2 people that you know that you used to work with? Okay, Dan and Michelle. Okay, who are 2 family members of yours that you know that would want to make more money? Okay, great. And we put those in there. And who are 2 people that you haven't talked to in 15 years, but or 20 years, you went to high school or college with them, or 5 years, or whatever it is, that you had a lot of respect for. You knew they were going places. Okay, great. And then the last one might say, who are the top 2 people that you know in your life that are the wealthiest, most successful people you know that would never do Ambit Energy, that you're chicken to call, that you know, they have so many kids and they're so busy, you would never ever think that they could even put an ounce of effort into anything else. They're so far, you have the most respect for them. They're way above your level of socioeconomic levels, because that's how people rank people in their minds. Most people are either below your level or above your level. There's very few people that you consider to be exactly your level. So we're reaching up into their sphere of influence, and they'll come up with them. So then once I have those names there, and again, it's just first names, very quickly, I might ask them, you know, what do they do, where do they live, and I might put, like, okay, they're in Connecticut, okay, they're in New York, or I might put down realtor or, you know, lawyer or whatever it is. But the point is that once I'm done with that, now I'm going to show them the ratio. This is the critical point that gets prospects to start thinking about doing this business, even if they're a maybe. So now I'm going to say that you realize what we have here. We just put these 10 names down on here. And if we go and show these 10 people right now, if you or me or both of us or through a combination of us went and showed the same video that I showed you and got them on a three-way call, just like I got you on a three-way call, I didn't do anything special, right? All I did was I wasn't pushy. I wasn't aggressive. I wasn't trying to get you to do anything. I'm just simply networking, right? And that's how people make money. It's through networking. It's not what you know, it's who you know, and they all agree with that. I say, so if we simply expose this information to those people and show them this plan, there's a ratio that's going to appear, and it's the same exact ratio that everybody in all of Ambit Energy has. You have the same ratio. It doesn't matter who you are. There's going to be a certain number of people that will never join, some that will, and some that are going to be a maybe. And now what I'll do is I like to use the 4-4-2 ratio. And this 4-4-2 works like this. I'm going to randomly pick four of those people on that board of directors, and I'm going to put a big X through their name. And I'm going to say, these four people right here, no matter what we do, they think that this is a scam, it's illegal, it's a pyramid, you're going to go to jail, whatever that would be. Those people, they're never going to join the business no matter what they do. There's some mechanism in place for them. It's like a permanent force field over their bank account that will not allow money to flow into their bank account from this business. They have something in their life that stops them, and they've disqualified themselves. They're totally out. So I cross them out. Then I'll take four more, and I'll put a check mark next to those four. And I'll say, these four right here, they're not interested in the business either. You just showed them a great business. They appreciate it. They like what you're doing, and you told them why you're doing it and shared your why with them, which is very important during the presentation. So they're going to help you out. They're not interested in the business, but hey, they saw something legitimate, and if you can save them a little bit of money, of course they'll help you out. Maybe you can help them get free energy. So great, you'll get, you know, four of those people will become a customer. And then that's going to leave the last two. And I put big dark circles around the last two. And I say, these two people, Jim and Mary are going to join this business whether you want them to or not. That when we show them this, they're going to be like me. When I saw it, it didn't matter. Once I saw it and got my questions answered, you couldn't stop me from joining. Even if you tried to talk me out of it, I couldn't. And it's like that. That's what we're going to do. 2 out of 10 people are going to join. Half as many people as are going to think that this is, you know, some type of scam. And I jokingly say to people, you know, there's a certain percentage, 10, 20, 30, 40% of people that when we show them this business, they think that Ambit Energy, the fastest growing privately held company in America on the cover of Inc. magazine, very few companies have ever had that distinction, number one. J.D. Power & Associates, number one overall company in the U.S. and in multiple states, and cover of Success Magazine multiple times, A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, over $1 billion, almost $2 billion in revenue, over 1 million customers, and licensed in 16 states through the public utility commissions in 16 states. Somehow these people think it's a scam. So I jokingly say that to people, and that's fine. You know, we'll leave them out. So these last two, that's who we're going to work with. So my question to the prospect at this point is this. They're a maybe right now. I say to them, if we showed this plan to these people, whether it's I show them one-on-one or you come with me two-on-one, or we show them two at a time, maybe over coffee, or three or four at a time, or you invite them over to your house or business and we do what we call a grand opening. It only takes 1 hour to do that. But if these two people at the end of showing all 10 wanted to join, my question to you is, would you want to join as a consultant ahead of them and override everything that they do for the rest of their lives and all that money goes to you, or would you rather me sponsor those people and I get all the money into my bank account for the rest of my life, and I help them build huge and tremendously successful businesses, and the money bypasses you and you don't get any? And at that point, I wait for an answer. And if the answer is like, yeah, I would sponsor, most people would be like, heck yeah, I'd sponsor those people. And once they say a yes to that, then I just say, yeah, that's right, because you would have to be an idiot, okay, a total idiot, not to sponsor someone that wants to build this business. I mean, that would be the biggest financial mistake of your life. And I know people who've left tens of thousands of dollars a month on the table because they simply didn't act when someone wanted to join under them through their network of referrals that we're talking about now. So then I say, great, so here's what we do. Since you want to sponsor those people, if they want to join, we just have to get to work. Okay, I don't care about the $75 or when you join or when you don't. I mean, that's fine. Now all we have to do is you need to connect me with these people. And now if you're a consultant on my team, I can tell them you're my business partner, it'll go faster. So I would recommend, now that you want to get this thing rolling, I'd recommend you join as a consultant so I can, we can go in from a strong perspective rather than from a weak perspective. So, but that's fine either way. And then it's simply, hey, you need to connect me with these people. Now they can either make a phone call and say, hey, listen, I'm having a friend of mine give you a call. His name is Tony, but I even prefer text right now, because if they start picking up the phone to call people, they're going to start getting into conversations and end up in the valley of death, and one question leads to another. So the thing that I like to do is I just have a simple text message that I created. It could be as simple as this. It could be as simple as, I gave your number to a really good friend of mine, and I think the two of you need to network together so you can make your businesses go faster. It could be, or make your careers go faster. It could be something as simple as that. A lot of times I just have somebody say, I remember when I first started out in the business, I didn't have a lot of accolades myself, so I would just say, hey, I gave your number to a friend of mine. His name is Tony. And he's going to give you a call. And the reason I think you guys should talk is because he's very successful and so are you. And I think you guys might be able to make some money together. So I made Tony promise to call you. And that's the thing that I like to have in there. I made him promise to call you. Then when I call that person, it's not a cold call. And I can actually blame the prospect for putting me together. I can say, listen, look, the reason I'm calling you is because, your friend Jim, he made me promise to call you. He said some great things about you. And I'd love to meet you at some point. I'm not sure if we can work together on something, but I've got something going on right now, and I'd love to run it past you, either, 15 minutes and a cup of coffee or 10 minutes over the internet, when we can get, 10 uninterrupted minutes over the internet so I could bring you up to speed. Now, I prefer face-to-face if we're close by, but if not, internet's fine too. Either way, what do you prefer? And that's all I do is I'll go and, do those one by one by one if I have to. What I'll try to do with the new prospect even more is get them to set up a grand opening at their house and say, why don't we have these 10 people come over to your house and we'll show them all at once. It'll take, 30 minutes. We'll run through it, have some simple snacks on the table, and we'll get it all done very quickly. And, I can meet everybody face-to-face and we'll have some fun. You'll get to see your friends again, and I'll be out of there and you can do whatever you want at the end of that, So that's kind of how I run the board of directors, Eric. I know I talk, I tend to run on and stuff like that, but I don't know if that's what you were looking for or if that's helping in any way, but if there are any clarifications you need, please let me know.
No, absolutely, Tony. I'm sitting here, I got to be honest, I'm sitting here in my truck, and I already have two pages of notes on this. Just keep writing down everything that you're saying. You hit it spot on, and I've got to say this, it works. I'm living, breathing proof of this yesterday and being able to pull 10 names out of someone that is very, very successful in life. Timing isn't right for him, but I simply threw out what you've taught me. If you get paid for the rest of your life for simply connecting me to the right people, are you in? And he said, absolutely. So we're getting together today, getting a list of these 10 down there. He's going to work with me, do some more invitations to these people, and then we'll get rocking and rolling with them. So we have literally 4 minutes left of this call. If anyone out there, please, this call is recorded. You can reach out to me directly. I can get you that number. Make sure your teams are listening to it. But we'll end with this. You've put together an incredible event tomorrow with some of the biggest leaders I've ever seen on the East Coast, all in one room, 5 hours tomorrow. Can you give a little bit of background on what's going on, maybe how they could get tickets? Are there tickets being sold at the door? Can they go online? Give us a little bit of background on that.
Yeah, absolutely, Eric. We're excited about it. You know, this has been a years-long, mission for Diana and I in Connecticut, and along with some of the other leaders like yourself and John Truskauskas and Regina and Jan Rabarczyk, Ryan and Sarah Gould, Renee Harris, a lot of the other, executive consultants and senior consultants, Linval Evans. So, we always envisioned all of the leaders in the state, in Connecticut, all getting together and working together from all the different teams and kind of uniting on a strong front here, everyone in Ambit Energy having an open environment of inclusion. And that's what we have going on, and it's really manifesting itself now. It's really moving forward. We have an event tomorrow in Cheshire, Connecticut. It's at the Calvary Life Center. You can get information right now at ambitevent.com. So ambitevent.com. And even if you type ambitevents.com, that works too. So it doesn't matter which one. But ambitevent.com. The tickets are $15. And they are available online until tonight at 6 p.m. We might extend it until 10 p.m. And then after that, it's going to be tickets at the door that will be available for $20. They'll go up to $20 at the door. So I recommend everybody go to ambitevent.com, grab tickets for yourself and a guest, bring extra people to this presentation. I mean, it's the kind of thing, this is going to be an impactful event. So even if somebody's just seen the video and they're not even a consultant, get them to the event. It'll change their life. You know, we have some of the top people from around the country that we've reached out to, including a couple young guns, several young guns that are really moving forward. Executive consultant Jordan Buckingham coming in from Texas. We've got Dr. Ryan from New York City coming in to help us talk about the invitation. And then we even have Mario Price coming up from Maryland to talk about how to accelerate your invitations and booking appointments through the use of texting. National consultant Ray Monty, the number four income earner, is going to be there. A plethora of other executive consultants from all over the country. Executive consultant Kirk Horan, Perseverance Award winner, Pat Slander is going to be there. We have executive consultant, one of the top recruiters in the company, Aura Guzman coming up from New Jersey. So it's going to be a great event. It's going to give you the tools and information you need to go out and explode your business over the next 90 days. I like to tell people this event will put you 3 to 6 months ahead of someone who does not attend this event. And if you can string, see, the importance of doing this is planting a flag in the ground. If you can string together 2 years of events where you never miss an event that you're qualified for, and we don't take up a lot of time in Ambit Energy with events, but if you can string together 2 years of events that you're qualified to go to and you stay plugged in, that's the magic that happens. That's the magic. That's the sweet spot of this business, is going from event to event to event. So we're going to announce the next event at this event in March. We're going to have another event that we announce. And I'm telling you, if you string together those two right there, you'll be a year ahead. The people who don't go to those events will never be able to compete with you. They'll never be at your ability level because of the information, inspiration, development, and confidence that you build by being at these events. So I recommend getting there. Get there, before the event starts, and stay right until the end and absorb everything that you can. It's going to be a magical event.
It really is. Tony, I don't want to cut you short here, but we've got to open the lines up. I know there's other national calls up there. I really, really appreciate your time and spending it with everyone. You provided so much value to everyone on the call. So hang on the line. I'm going to unmute the lines out there and let everyone thank you. Thanks a lot, Tony.
I appreciate it, Eric. Thanks.
Tony, thank you very much. This is Maria from Illinois. Thank you for being able to sit with us. You have a special charisma, open heart, and we really appreciate that you are in Illinois. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. What a great call. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks.
Thank you, Tony.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate the information. God bless. Bye-bye.
Great information. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you, Tony. Very inspiring. We thank you for starting the call.
Keep rocking. Keep going, guys.
Tony, Jeff Holden from Stratford. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.